The difference between success and failure is being disciplined, is knowing that you're not always going to feel like getting off your fucking ass and doing what you know you need to do. And that's why you got to be more powerful than that. You got to be more powerful than your feelings. You can't let your feelings get the better of you because you're on a mission. You got fucking dreams to chase, goals to chase, things to accomplish, your purpose to discover, you to discover. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode on the Luke Mind Power Podcast. Hello. How you doing? Good? Are you pushing forward? Are you struggling? Are you being challenged right now by life? Things not going in your way? Whatever the case may be, welcome to another episode. It's a blessing to be alive. It really is, because we don't know when our last day is. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine and she was telling me about someone that she knew or in her town or whatever that passed away just all of a sudden. Just the heart, they went for a do some exercise and their heart stopped and boom, bye bye, see you later, you know. And I'm also becoming very, very aware of, you know, practicing gratitude. And you know, we just never know when our final day is, when your last time is, you know. So it's really, really important to be grateful, to live in this reality that you have right now, live in the present moment, as they would say. But I'm also inspired to come on and do this episode because I don't feel like doing this episode. And one of the things that is really hard for us many, many times in our life, every single day, is that sometimes you're not going to feel like taking action. Sometimes you're not going to feel like going for your run. Sometimes you're not going to feel like doing a gratitude list. Sometimes you're not going to feel like working on your personal development. Sometimes you're not going to feel like getting out of your comfort zone and applying for that job. Sometimes you're not going to feel like doing what you know you need to do. And as much as I love speaking, I love my podcast, I love to jump on, I love to inspire, I love to motivate. You know, in fact, I have a coaching session in less than 2 hours and I'm like very aware of my balance of my energy. I have to preserve my energy and make sure, because when I deliver my coaching and I'm working with my clients, I want to make sure I'm powerful, I'm poised, I'm balanced, I'm in flow, I'm in alignment, I'm smashing it. They're feeling the flow, they're feeling my energy, you know, so that I help them grow. That's what they've invested in. So I'm very careful because I'm like, if I go live on the podcast, then I'm not going to have as much energy to give to my clients and that. So I'm like, oh, should I not? You know, maybe I should go for a walk. Maybe I should just chill out for a bit. What's the next thing? What's the other project I need to do? And I'm overanalyzing now, thinking about, okay, what's my schedule tomorrow? You know, when am I going to do another podcast? You know, because I schedule my podcasts. I do these episodes. I pass them on to my podcast team. They then put it all together. You know, so I'm very, very careful of like, okay, my energy, like there's a lot happening, but there's a lot happening in your life as well. I could have easily passed this up and that's why I'm dedicating this podcast episode to you, to anyone who's out there who doesn't feel like taking action, that doesn't feel like going for that run today or your fitness or whatever it is that you know you need to be doing and you don't feel like it. I'm taking action because I want to show you that discipline is more important. The difference between success and failure is being disciplined, is knowing that you're not always going to feel like getting off your fucking ass and doing what you know you need to do. And that's why you got to be more powerful than that. You got to be more powerful than your feelings. You can't let your feelings get the better of you because you're on a mission. You got fucking dreams to chase, goals to chase, things to accomplish, your purpose to discover, you to discover. A lot of you guys don't even know who you are. And you're living in fear, doubt, you're not in your fucking best version of yourself, you're not where you're supposed to be in life, and we're in our own way. We are our own worst enemy, as many people do say, which consciously is a very, very, if you become aware right now, it's a very bad thing to say to yourself, because that means that you're telling yourself what you are, and then remember, what you think about in your own mind is what you become. So be very careful of that. You know, when you say things like, I'm my own worst enemy, it's such a stupid statement to say, because then you become your own worst enemy. And then there's nothing that you can really achieve in your life because you're in your own way all the time. But for anyone out there that is struggling or is going through a tough time right now, you know, I got to tell you, man, like the one thing that's just arisen for me recently is how important. And it's crazy because like I'm going into like my 40th year or more than that, right? I'm turning 40 in September. And all my life, like for at least, you know, probably more like 15 years, I'd say, or more, around that, I would say. And it would probably have to be this whole, and I know it's funny, hey, as you get older, you kind of like, some of us do, some of us don't, strip away the perception, the giving a shit of like what the world thinks. I think as you get older, you care less, you know, because I mean, you're just aging, right? Where we're evolving. But I think some of us still are very conditioned and negatively programmed to care too much about what people think of us, you know? So we have this facade that we have to uphold. You know, I need to make sure that how I show up is a way that people do think I'm confident when really deep down you're not. Deep down you're insecure. You don't like what you look like and you're just pretending and you're wearing fucking too much makeup and you're dressing a specific way because you're trying to fit in, whatever the fuck it is, right? But you get what I'm trying to say. But I've been training at the gym, like going doing weights and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying that I'm not going to because, you know, I enjoy it, you know. But since I've been running, it's almost like I don't care about going doing chest, legs, biceps, back, pull-ups, bicep curls, triceps, all this shit that I normally would do. I just want to make sure that I can run every day, that I can go for my run. And I'm so grateful I have legs. I'm so grateful that I can run. You know, a lot of people, as they age, their legs become, you know, you get pain in your legs and you can't run anymore because, you know, the joints are fucked or whatever. So, because you put too much pressure on your knees, for example. So, and it's funny, hey, I actually had a bit of pain in my knees, like last week and before that. And when I would do squats, they were hurting me, you know, like I was like feeling, I was like, damn, what's that pain? Like, shit, man, I normally don't have this knee pain. And come to think of it, like I've been running nearly for a week now, every day, 30 minutes. I'm not going crazy doing fucking 3-hour, 4-hour runs. I'm just doing 30 minutes. Like I'm running down the canal and back, you know, by the time I run there and I run back, it's half an hour. But man, I'm putting up a sweat. Like I'm fucking tired, man. Like I'm sweating, like, you know, so just doing that for me is my training every single day consistently. And I'm sure as I keep going along, I'm probably going to have to extend it. I'm probably going to go maybe 40 minutes, 50 minutes, probably have to do a little bit longer, you know, because you do get better. You know, you get stronger as you go. And I'm definitely feeling stronger, but my knee pain's gone. Like there's no more pain. I actually am fine. You know, it's just very weird. I don't know. Maybe it's like my body was saying, Luke, you need to start running. So I did. But I'm like getting to 40 and I'm doing more cardio. It's almost like something within me was just like, yeah, you got to run. Like you can't just keep, you know, you can't just keep going to the gym but not doing any cardiovascular, right, exercise. So that's definitely making a massive impact in my mental clarity and my body, how I feel, you know. But yeah, just going back to, yeah, the gym, I'll definitely keep it part of my routine. It's part of who I am, you know. It's I like to have a, you know, that part of my fitness, you know. And you know, I like to be fit, you know, which boosts my confidence. And that's why I always say, like, when you look good, you feel good, you know. So for everyone out there that doesn't look as good as they want to look, this can be an inspiration for you to go, damn, like, how would I feel if I dropped 20, 40 pounds, whatever it is, 20 kilos, 25 kilos, how would I feel if I got a bit healthier, if I got a bit, you know, leaner, for example? And, you know, this is definitely something for me. I got to say it, guys, because, and this is just me being vulnerable because, you know, I grew up being really skinny and lanky. And then, coupled with that, you know, I would be called names, you know, and that then conditioned me to make myself feel insecure about myself, you know, like there was no fat. And no matter what I ate, so now as I've evolved, you know, I started to put on a bit of weight, I've got to be bigger. So now I'm becoming aware that I've got, I wouldn't say that it's a trauma or anything like that, but it's kind of like the opposite response of like all my life I was trying to put on weight because I was being bullied and I was so skinny and that fucking traumatized me and I didn't like that how I was. And now because I have gotten a bit bigger, I'm a bit more fuller, you know, now it's almost like I like eating a lot and it's almost the same thing as from where I was in the past. And so this is something I have to work through now because I have a fear of going back to that version of me, you know, being bullied, being that lean, skinny version of me. You know, it's crazy. I'm just telling you the truth of like who I am, how I've evolved and what I'm aware of, you know. So I think that the gym is also maybe a band-aid for that for me, where what I'm doing now with cardio, and I'm aware of, I'm like, if you keep running, bro, you're going to lose weight. Like you're going to drop your gut, like you're going to drop that weight that you've got. That's kind of like covering maybe that leaner version of you that's who you are, you know? And this is something I'm sure that you guys are watching right now and you're like, fuck, this is the truth. This is like, cause what we're working towards, guys, is how to be your true authentic self. You know, not to try to cover yourself up, not to hide yourself, but how can you be your true authentic self and be comfortable with that? You know, to be strong enough to be able to withstand people's judgments, your physical appearance and how you are perceived and how you think about yourself and how you present yourself into the world is a very, very important part of your own self-confidence. You know, whether you cover yourself up, whether you're comfortable with who you see in the mirror. And this is like, you know, and I guess I'm making a slight assumption, even though the four agreements says don't make assumptions, but I'm just forecasting. A lot of my emotional trauma was basically from people's judgments and opinions of me. And those experiences of having to sit at the dinner table, you know, this was just how I was raised. Like, you can't leave the dinner table until you finish your plate, even if you didn't want to eat it. And I didn't want to eat it, but I couldn't leave. So everybody else is gone. I'm the fucking little kid there sitting at the table having to fucking finish the food when I don't want to finish it. You know, so there's that fear. And that's why, you know, again, it's like, no, I don't want to lose weight. I want to stay the same, you know, but I also know that my health is very important and my health is the most important. So actually, if I don't take care of my health, then I'm not going to be the best version of myself. And that's a block. So I'm curious to know, like, what are your blocks? You know, what are some things for you? Because again, like your physical appearance, your health, you know, for some of you can be all normal and natural that you're just comfortable with who you are, or you never had any of those kind of issues. Maybe you've got other issues in other areas, you know, maybe it's in relationships, or maybe it's just in your potential, or maybe it's in believing in yourself or whatever. But I know myself that given all of those circumstances and like that physical appearance for me was just such a pain point, you know, and all of that, which was like what I was called and judged in the past, is now my superpower, because I'm showing up and saying, hey, you know what? You can call me whatever you want, but I'm not going to allow that to like define me, you know, which is what I spoke about on one of our last episodes. You know, your past doesn't define you. It's really about you stepping up into who it is that you are truly, or who you want to be, because that's the beautiful part about this life as well. It's just like, yeah, who do I want to be? Like, what kind of version of me am I creating by the action I'm taking, by the goals that I want to achieve, by what it is that I'm investing my time in, that what it is that I'm learning? This is what you're the creator. I got this also. I remember Tony Robbins saying when he was talking about himself, he was like, I built this guy. I built him. Like young Tony Robbins put Tony Robbins together. You know, much like yourself being where you are in life and knowing, okay, this is a knowing, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a if or maybe or whatever. It's a knowing. This is a knowing that you are who you are today, but who you could be in 12 months' time, in 24 months' time, in 36 months' time, in 6 years' time is really based upon what you do today. And it really is a journey of evolution. Even me speaking about this to you today, I've never spoken about this. Like, I've spoken about physical appearance, but I've never taken you a little bit deeper into like eating, vulnerability, losing weight, how would I feel, my trauma. Like, this is part of evolution. You know, this is part of me growing to be able to feel comfortable and confident to go, hey, I'm going to talk about this. This is definitely deep. This is on my heart. This is the truth. This is being authentic, you know, and not having the fear of what people are going to think of me, sitting there stopping me from being able to express myself or share. You'll never be happy, for example, or that you'll never leave a toxic relationship that you're in. There could, whatever that fear is, maybe it's a fear of not having children, you know. Maybe you want to have children, you have a desire for that, but you haven't met someone that you vibe with that gets you and that kind of is in alignment with you. And so you haven't been able to have children yet. And there's a fear there. And it's like, you know, and so there's a lot of these fears that we have. But, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier this week, and, you know, we were talking about dreams and goals and, you know, relationships and all that kind of stuff. And it just so happened to surface that what I found was that what it was it wasn't necessarily about something that needed to be in her life. It was that she hadn't discovered herself yet. And I realized that because I heard it and I was like, oh my gosh, like this is exactly what I did. You know, I was looking for the one. You know, I was believing that when they come into my life, when I attract that person into my life, that's when I'll be happy, you know. Or, you know, it could be whatever it is that you're seeking, whatever it is that you want. You know, we believe that when we get it, we'll be happy. But the truth is, when you get it, you'll get comfortable with it. And not to take for granted a relationship or having children or your success or whatever it is, you'll get it, but you'll get over it because it will become normal. And that's why it's so important for you to be grateful. I'm grateful I'm successful. I'm grateful I have my own business. I'm grateful that I'm healthy. You know, I'm grateful I'm in a relationship. I'm grateful that I have children, because you have to center yourself. I'm grateful that I'm financially free. You have to remind yourself constantly, because otherwise we get into a perpetual state of suffering of not ever having what we want in life. Because when we get it, we're like, oh wow, I got that Gucci bag. Oh my God, that's amazing. I'm so excited. Look, it's so beautiful. You know? And then after a week or two, it's like, awesome, cool, got a Gucci bag, big fucking deal. You know? And well, let's get the next one. You know? So, and that's just part of the conditioning. You know, like I've been living in Dubai now for nearly 12 months. And at the start, at the beginning, I was like all excited. I was like, wow, this is amazing. I really love it. It's beautiful. It's safe. It's positive. It's successful. It's affluent, you know. And now I'm looking and I'm like, okay, what's missing? What's missing in Dubai? I'm like, nature. I already knew this, but I needed to. And if you see, a lot of my content is I'm in Australia. I'm dancing in the bush, in the forest, on dirt. You know, and it's not to say there's no grass here. It's not to say that there's no palm trees and there's no greenery. There is, and the government's doing a very good job, I think, of trying their best to integrate, you know, nature into the environment here in the infrastructure. But it still is the desert, you know. I mean, every single city is man-made. You can't say, oh, Dubai is man-made. Fucking everything is man-made. Every bloody city around the world is bloody built by men, right? That's not the point. But it is in the desert, you know. And it's definitely different to, you know, the greenery that you would see in the US or Australia or Europe, you know. So that's definitely something I'm feeling the pull, you know, to gravitate towards, be closer to nature. You know, I think it's part of our DNA as well. I mean, we are nature, you know. And again, it's not to say that I won't come back to Dubai, of course, you know. But it's only just about balance, you know. It's about having that balance, you know, and that's what I'm really seeing, you know. It's too much of one thing always kind of deteriorates eventually. And it's just like, okay, cool. This was once exciting, but now I'm kind of comfortable and used to it. So what's next? You know, and that's part of life. There's nothing wrong with that. You can easily, for example, you can be working in a job, whatever job you have, and you can sit there and go, you know what? There's someone out there that's sitting on the street, they're begging for money, and I have a job. Yeah, it's a shit job. Yeah, I don't like going there. Yeah, it's crap. But at least I have a job. At least I get paid. At least I'm making money. At least I can put food on the table. At least I can pay rent. There's someone out there that is more or less fortunate than me. There's wars going on. You know, there's stuff that's happening that's really bad. And I've got a job and I get paid. So you could sit there and be all grateful and shit and be just like, I've got nothing to complain about. I'm just going to be grateful. So there's a difference between that, and there's a difference between becoming aware of going, yeah, I've got a job, I get paid, you know, but I hate it. It's really uncomfortable. It's very toxic. It's negative. It's not something I enjoy, but I'm just going to be grateful. It's okay to have ambition. It's okay to make progress in your life. It's okay to have goals. It's okay to not be satisfied. It's okay to change your mind. You know, this is your life. It's up to you. Like, life is what you make it. Such a simple sentence. Life is what you make it, you know. And if something doesn't feel in alignment for you, if it doesn't feel right, I always say everything that you feel is real. It's never, ever, always going to be received well by other people. But it's your responsibility to really like honor yourself. You know, this is your journey. And life is an ongoing journey. So when you decide to evolve and make changes for yourself and do what's right for you, stick to it and then remember that it's an ongoing process. You know, whatever it is that you have to leave behind, whatever it is that you have to let go, the only reason why you're doing it is because you're honoring your truth. So whatever that is, and that's really what takes away our peace as well. If it's not something that we feel in alignment with or it doesn't make sense for us anymore, you're the one that has to make the decision. And sometimes it is an uncomfortable decision that you have to make because it may affect how other people see you or how they feel about you or whatever that is. But you will never go wrong if you always do what's right for you. But you will always go wrong if you allow other people's opinions, feelings, thoughts, ideas to be stronger than your own. Then you'll always go wrong, and then you'll always be on the wrong path. Like, a lot of us are on the wrong path. We've veered off to the left because we're not strong enough within ourselves. We're not believing in ourselves enough. We're not confident in ourselves. We're not tuned in enough to our feelings and our truth. Like, I want you to come back and ask yourself a question, like legitimately ask yourself the question again, because the relationships that you keep in your life is basically so crucial to your evolution or to your decline. Genuinely, are the relationships, answer this question, are the genuinely, like, be honest. I'm fucking serious, man. Come on. For real.
I like this fucking Robert De Niro. You're good. You're good, you. Hey, you. You're fucking good. Nah, anyway, I'm fucking serious, man. Shit, man. I'm being fucking funny and shit, eh? Nah, there was a Chinese song that I was singing on TikTok. 我们是春夏人之常常. It's so good, eh? I just vibe with it so well. I love singing it, man. It's an amazing song. Anyway, ask yourself the question for real. Are the relationships that you have, the people that you speak to every day, are they helping you to become a better version of yourself? That's it. I always say, do they complement your life? Compliment meaning like, if I gave you a compliment, I see you and I go, wow, I love your fucking dress. That's beautiful. I love your shoes, right? Or I love your jacket. Or I love your car. Wow, that's a beautiful car. I love that. Are the people in your life complementing your life? Versus, Those pants are disgusting. That's a shit car. You look ugly. That's a stupid idea. Why would you even do that? Just stay where you are. So there's two sides, you know, and again, what is it? Well, I guess the other question is, do people that you surround yourself with have an open mind? Are they positive? Think about it. And then start the process of elimination. Block, unfriend, remove, do whatever you need to do so that you can evolve, so that you can grow. Okay? Because there is amazing people that you haven't met yet because you're not on that vibrational frequency yet that will come into your life. And you'll realize, oh my gosh, I didn't lose anything. I actually gained better people. I actually gained, and it's not to say they're better. What it's about, because for example, I had amazing friends in the past, but I chose to evolve because I was ready for something new. You know, I was ready for a new life. I wanted to create a new life. And that meant that, yeah, I did have to kind of move on from the friendship circles that I was surrounded by. But those people are not bad people. You know, they were just not in alignment. They were not like-minded in the sense of like where I was going and what I was doing and who I was becoming. I already knew it. You know, so it's more just about, it is, when you connect with like-minded people, when people that are on your vibrational frequency, you feel like you've known them for years. Like it makes sense. You flow, the conversation flows. It just makes sense. It's like, wow, I feel like, damn, I feel so good when I talk to people, these people, you know? So this is what is going to happen when you choose, when you make the choice, when you say yes, you know? And that's the exciting part about it, because your network is your net worth. I've learned this, man. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And when you start connecting, networking, attracting, you know what I mean? Because it's not about you evolving and going, okay, I've got to let go of this, and then going, where are all these people? No, it's just about you eliminating the trash, eliminating what's not healthy for you, eliminating what's not positive for you, eliminating what doesn't make sense for you anymore, eliminating what doesn't feel right anymore, eliminating what doesn't complement your life, what doesn't lift you up. And then what happens is you grow. So if we have frequency levels, right, you're going to go and you're going to start evolving. And so that's where you then start to attract different people into your life. Attract, not chase. You don't need to chase. You're not chasing after anyone. It's just you have to do the work. You know, you have to start growing, thinking differently, changing the way you think. You have to start believing in yourself more. You have to work on your personal development. And a lot of the times, really, what's weighing us down is our insecurities, is our emotional trauma, is what it was that we've been through or suffered through in our childhood or in negative experiences or toxic relationships that we haven't healed from yet. And let me tell you guys, it's an ongoing journey. You know, some of you guys can think I've done work for 12 months and now I'm good. There's a lot. Let me tell you, man, it's been 6 years for me. I'm still working. And I believe that your healing is an ongoing journey. It never ends. It's about you understanding your triggers, understanding your feelings, understanding your emotions, being authentic, being open-minded, knowing you're not perfect, being coachable, being a student as much as you could be a teacher. We're all on this path together to try to grow, to try to be better, to try to learn, and to navigate ourselves into the right direction, into the right lane. Because the truth is, a lot of us, we're on the highway, but we're changing lanes all the time. Fuck, we're nearly having accidents all the time because we don't know where to go. You know, and it's like, hey, come back to your truth. Come back to your authenticity. Come back to you. Because when you stay in your lane, there ain't no traffic there. Too many of us are like, fucking left lane, oh, fucking far left lane, go over there. Oh, maybe I'll take this exit and I'll go over here. And it's like, nah, man, you're supposed to stay in your lane. You know, stop allowing the world to pull you. Or it's like a fucking one of those dolls that's a puppet show on a freaking I don't know what it is, but there's someone holding the puppet and it's got all the strings and shit. And that's what's happening to many of us in life. It's like, ah, oh, fucking pull me over here, go over here. You know, oh, I'll go over there. You know, so you got to get back to your authenticity, your truth, and tune into your feelings and understand that you may not be where you want to be right now, but that's exactly where you're supposed to be. And then start making decisions that feel right for you. Something doesn't feel right, honor that. Open up to that. Execute on that. Some of these decisions are very uncomfortable, I understand. But what's more uncomfortable? Staying in a relationship that's fake? Staying in a job that you hate? Continuing to surround yourself with family members that really talk behind your back all the time or gossip behind your back all the time and you hear about it, but then you just show up anyway and pretend like it's all good? Fuck that, man. That's rubbish, you know? And not only is your fitness important, but it has to do with your whole energy. It's not like, for me, it's important. It's not just going for a run. It's having a positive mindset. You know, your thoughts change the energy of your body. When you have a positive mindset, your whole body changes. Like, that's the power of your mind. So when you have a healthy mind, a healthy mindset, it affects your health. And then, of course, taking care of your health, your fitness, and your environment, all that together matches up to whether or not your body can function at its best and be the healthiest that you can be. And I'll tell you, I'm getting better one day at a time. I'm not perfect, but I tell you, I'm getting better, you know, especially with the cardio that I'm doing right now. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's such a blessing to be here with you guys, to continue to show up. And this episode was dedicated to everybody who doesn't feel like doing whatever they were supposed to do or whatever they've been doing, or maybe you've got overwhelmed or it's got too hard or whatever that is. This episode was dedicated to you, okay? And if you're struggling with your health or a challenge in your life right now, just know that I'm sending you a lot of love, a lot of positive energy, a lot of healing energy, and you're in my thoughts and prayers, okay? Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on yourself. You are more powerful than you can imagine, that you can fathom. And I'm always going to continue to show up as long as I freaking live and I'm here. Okay. I'm sending you a lot of love, guys. I'll talk to you on the next episode. Peace.